Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel. And before we get into today's episode, let's hear from this week's sponsor, which is Deputy. In healthcare, there are smart pieces of technology that businesses can't live without. Deputy has become one of those essential platforms for more than 250,000 workplaces. It's helping medical practices schedule their staff more efficiently to meet peaks in patient demand. And it makes it easy to adjust schedules when the unexpected happens, like staff calling out sick. You can use Deputy on any device on the go. Within a few minutes of picking it up, you'll see why it has hundreds of glowing reviews from managers and staff alike. To find out more and try Deputy for free, go to drpodcastnetwork.com/deputy, and I'll leave a link for that in the show notes. Okay, so in this week's episode, I decided to title it, Literally, Your Kids Are Taking You Literally. And there's a reason for that. And most of you parents, if you have kids of younger ages, you probably have seen this many times. But usually our kids are very good at listening to what we say and taking it verbatim, right? They don't understand the subtle nuances of sarcasm, or they don't understand what playing on words are, or they don't understand kind of what catchphrases are and those kind of things. And one example of that is recently our 5-year-old. He's become, you know, very opinionated about things and very much likes to dominate situations in terms of who's talking, who's in charge, things like that. And whenever he wants something done now. And it's not uncommon for when I'm hanging out with him, he'll be like, Daddy, I want this done, do this. And I'll say, okay, buddy, just hold on a minute. I'll be right there. Or give me a minute to finish this and I'll be done. And for you and me, hearing somebody say, okay, just give me a minute and I'll be done. That's okay. Let that person finish what they're doing, right? Let them just, they're almost done with it. Give them a chance to finish and they're going to help me out. But no, to my 5-year-old, he subtly responds to me, okay, Daddy, you have 1 minute. I'm going to count to 60. And he will literally start counting to 60 in that moment to get me to come do what he wants to do. Because in him, in his mind, he said, okay, Daddy told me 1 minute. And so that means 1 minute. And I've taught him how to count to 1 minute. And so there we are. And you've probably seen this with your kids for various reasons, various situations. And I've talked about this in past blog posts and podcast episodes in terms of how our kids' brains are functioning and things like that. And if you remember, I talked a little bit about theta waves and alpha waves, and the 2 to 6-year-olds tend to function a little bit more in those theta wave patterns where there's not a lot of that critical thinking aspect. It's more of this abstract thinking or kind of imaginative thinking, subconscious thinking. And so they take everything as, you know, as Bible, as this is it, this is the truth. Whatever is told to me is the truth. And that's how I have to interpret the world around me. And so when I say, hey, buddy, give me a minute, that is Daddy telling me it is only going to take a minute for Dad to hang out with me. And I believe him. And so now I'm going to count to 60. So it's good that my child believes me. Not so good that I'm using words that he doesn't understand. And so I think that's important for us as parents to understand with our kids, is that sometimes they do take us literally in many different ways. And sometimes it's not as simple as when we say, hey, bud, give me a minute, or I'll be there in a second, or, oh, it's, that's just a little thing. It's not a big deal. You know, we say certain phrases or things just to sometimes brush our kids off. And they don't always understand why we're doing it or what we're doing there. And I think we have to sometimes check how we're doing that, because it's very easy and very quick that our kids can change their perspective of not just certain situations, but their relationship with us based on these word choices that we use. And so we've had a couple ups and downs in our houses lately, just like I think any parent does. And, you know, I've had a couple of not arguments, but discussions with my 8-year-old about various situations. And I'm not going to get into specifics about what he said, what I said, those kind of things. But I found at one point he was very upset with me. And he went and hid in the house. He's never really done that before. And I had to find him. I literally had no clue where he had gone. And he was like curled up right up against the couch. I couldn't even see him, trying to be as quiet as possible. And he never acts that way. But it turns out when I finally got him talking with me, I had been, you know, saying things, not mean things, not abusive things, not rude things, but saying things to him that made him feel less important, that made him feel like I had more important things to do, right? And in those moments, it made him feel less like Dad wanted to hang out with him, like Dad didn't care what was going on, or that he thought I thought that he didn't want to hang out with me. And that was actually the situation. He felt bad because I had said something to him, and apparently I said it several times to him, that led to him to think that I thought he didn't care about me. And, you know, we always have to choose our words wisely. We have to be careful with how we talk with our kids, because if we say certain things to them, they will start to believe them. And I've talked about this too when we talk about, you know, helping our kids shape their identities and shape who they are and how they feel and what they believe. You know, we talk about beliefs a lot. And with kids, that all it really is evolving over time. And I had done something that led to my son thinking that Daddy thought he didn't like me or didn't want to hang out with me or didn't care about me or something about along those lines. I can't remember the exact words he used. And so then I had to go back through my mind in our conversation that day, the day prior, those types of things, and ask myself, okay, where did I lead my child astray? Because I can simply go back to him and say, no, you misunderstood me. Or no, Daddy doesn't think that. Daddy loves you and Daddy knows you love him and blah, blah, blah. I can do that, but that's really a bandage fix, right, for that situation. It's not a true fix to what was happening. Because even if I can fix that moment, if I do it again, it's just going to rehash those feelings, right? You can only say sorry so much before somebody doesn't believe you anymore. I mean, I think we all know that with our past relationships, work experiences, those kind of things. You can only say sorry so much without fixing the problem. And so it was up to me as Dad to go back and say, okay, where did I lead my son's thoughts astray? Now, luckily, our older son's only 8, and I have time to make changes as I can to help him understand that Dad doesn't think these things and Dad knows he loves him and those kind of things. But I have to say it with my words every day. For those of you who have kids who are in the teenage years or even maybe older, those times are gone. And a lot of those kids are more into these critical thinking skills. And those are those alpha brainwave patterns that we as adults have. And, you know, our beliefs and the way we interpret things around us have kind of been cemented. You know, they can change, they can adjust with a lot of work, but in most cases, that's been formed. And I can't help but look at patients and families I take care of in my office. And I see these teenage kids come in, and they have such high anxiety, or high levels of depression, or low levels of motivation with school, tons of conflict at home with their parents. And I can't help but think to myself, what was said on a regular basis that led to this? Because this isn't something that just happens. You know, everybody's different. Everybody's way their brain works is different, obviously. So are some people more susceptible to mental health issues and those kind of things? Absolutely. But when you look at some of these kids, they were not just born this way. This was something that was created. And we don't always recognize that we're creating it over time on how we talk to and work with our kids. And I can't help but think to myself, man, if I'm not putting that work in, when I see my 8-year-old really upset and really acting in a way he never really has done with me before, and it sounds like it's due to a way I made him feel by something I said to him, I need to ask myself, okay, number one, does this make sense? Now, I have to say, does it make sense in his brain type, not my brain type? Because as an adult, I would say, no, this doesn't make sense because I wasn't meaning it that way. But he doesn't understand that because he doesn't have those life experiences like I do. And so I have to think about my 8-year-old mindset and say, okay, does this make sense? And if it does, okay, what do I need to do as dad to change that? Because if I don't start doing those changes now, Lord knows what the teenage years are going to bring us. You know, and I want the best for my kids. You know, I want my kids to want to come home and see dad when they're in college and young adults and things like that. You know, I want my kids to hang out with me when they're older. I don't want to lead to a situation where that's not the case. But, you know, I have to look at what does that mean in my life and what does that entail in my life. And, you know, I think when our kids are taking us literally in those cases, it's not just sometimes our words, but our actions as well. Now, I said in last week's episode about how I'm coaching my son's soccer team. And there's been some ups and downs with that. Not so much downs with him, but downs with some of the other kids on the team. And that's been an interesting situation. But that's for a whole other episode. But I think showing them that there's that interest is important with those actions. I think another thing for me as dad is showing interest in other things that my kids are interested in. Now, both our boys are in Cub Scouts, and they are really enjoying it so far. I'm enjoying doing it with them. Now, I have not, up to this point, been involved in it because I haven't had time. Now, you'd say that you don't have time. What does that mean? Well, I haven't made it a priority, right? I've shown up to the meetings. I've, you know, gone to the campouts, and I've had a lot of fun, but I haven't devoted that time to put more into it for my kids and really for the whole pack, basically. And so this week I actually signed up to do more. Now, I don't know what that means yet. They haven't sent me an email. We'll see what that is. But I also recognize that with that means I have to make that time, right? And I have to look at my schedule and what I do on a daily basis and decide, okay, what am I going to change in my day or in my week to make time for that? Because I don't have time for everything. Now, people will come at you and say, time's an illusion, time's not real, time's what you make it, yada, yada, yada. I don't need any of the buzzwords or the phrases, okay? There's literally a set amount of time I have in a day to do things, because that is the way our world is built right now. I don't care if time's a fallacy. I'm not going to get into the philosophy of time. But that's just the realism of it all. And I have to decide it doesn't make sense to devote my time that I have as a resource towards something else, like, say, doing things for work outside of work, like a committee or something like that. Or do I devote that time to my family and help them and do something that my kids are interested in? You know, a couple months ago, I started a second podcast called A Kids and COVID Podcast. I was really excited about it because being a pediatrician, I feel like kids kind of get the brunt side of, or the short end of the stick when it comes to talking about COVID and kids and how it's affected them. And I still feel that way. But I haven't released a new episode in, I don't know, a month or something like that. And the reason why is because it's hard enough to get one podcast going, let alone two. Now, there's some things I want to talk about on it, but I have to recognize that I can't do it all. And I have to ask myself, what's more important? Taking that time to create this podcast episodes, or take the time and devote it to my family, and my wife, my kids, and what's going on there. And obviously my family takes precedence there, because when you make that list of what's your priorities and how are you going to spend your time, for me, family's at the top. And I've talked about that in past episodes and blog posts about kind of going through and making that list for time management. And if you go on the website or look at the blog, you'll find that for time management. And so that's important to me, obviously. And so what I'm saying here is your kids don't just take you literally based on your words, but your actions do mean a lot to them as well. And I feel like for me, I have to remind myself that every single day. Now, am I perfect at it? No. Do I still get frustrated at my kids for little things? Yes. Do I need to change that? Yes, I'm still working on all of it. And that's, you know, that's part of life. And that's part of embracing these imperfections and trying to improve them. But I think it's important for us as parents and as dads, especially, that our kids are taking us literally. And if we are not making an effort to work on that, then it's going to go the direction we don't want it to go. I hope all that makes sense. I don't want to feel like I'm rambling there, but this was something that was kind of eating away at me for the last couple of weeks. And I want to just get it out there because I think sometimes as dads, we don't just share our feelings and our thoughts. You know, this was a show I didn't pre-plan. I didn't write it out. I wanted to just speak from what I was thinking. So I hope it made sense. I hope it didn't feel too much like I was going on tangents. If it does, I want to know about it. Tell me. You know, I enjoy recording these shows to where I can just talk and talk about my feelings in that moment and what I'm thinking and what I'm doing, because I feel like it's more real, right? You know, I don't want this show to ever feel like it's scripted. I don't want it to feel like it's just me spouting off a bunch of catchphrases or whatever. I want it to feel like I'm talking to you about my life as a dad and how I'm trying to improve it, because I want you to recognize that it's okay to talk about it as a parent, especially a dad. And I think we need to do more of it. So let me know what you think about this style of show. It's not going to be like this every time, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. You know, send me an email. I'm at imperfect.md@gmail.com. You can go to the website, www.imperfect.md.com, and send me a message there. If you're getting anything out of these shows, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, share it with a friend. And before we go, let's talk one more time about our sponsor, which is Deputy. And as a reminder with that, if you want to boost efficiency across your practice and make staff scheduling easier, try the Deputy app. You can try this smart technology for free by going to drpodcastnetwork.com/deputy. That's drpodcastnetwork.com/deputy. And I hope you guys are doing well out there. Hope you're staying healthy, staying safe. You know, seeing COVID still running through the country, not only hitting the kids, but hitting the parents and the families as well. I hope you guys are handling that all right. All right, remember, embrace those imperfections, and we'll see you next time.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.